Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. It's Josh Johnson, and we want to know, what do you want to hear us argue about next on the show? Okay. It's very easy to let us know. You can drop a comment on any of The Daily Show's clips of Hold Up, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, or Twitter. You can also hit us up with the hashtag Hold Up. And honestly, if we have an opinion about it, we'll do an episode about it. We both love to talk, we love to argue, and we love you. So without anything else, let's get into the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hold Up, the show where we debate the important topics, the things that are happening in the world to all of us. Okay? This is our Halloween episode. We're getting ahead of it. We're getting in a little bit early. And so we want to come to you right now with one of the most important breaking issues that is tearing up the country. Okay?
Tearing it apart.
We are talking today about the worst Halloween candy.
We're talking about the worst candy, period.
Candy corn versus Peeps.
Ugh.
Okay.
All right. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, usually the format is me and Josh are trying to give you the best of the best. Mm-hmm. We're trying to tell you from our heart.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. These are the things. These are the topics. These are the situations, the themes that me and Josh have argued about.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want you to know about the best of the best.
This time we're coming to you with hate.
Hate. Hey, 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 hey. We have decided that since it is All Hallows Eve's time, white people's favorite holiday, we are going to flip it on its head. We're going to go for the worst. What, Josh Johnson, do you think is the worst candy, or the way they would say it where we're from, which do you think is worser?
So I'm going to have to go with candy corn.
Ha, 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 ha.
As really driving home the taste and the pain and the wax in the childhoods of so many Americans. I don't know of another country that has this plight that we have. Okay? It might be in other places, but if it is, it's because we let it out. It's because we sent it over. This is our fault.
If people are celebrating American Halloween, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they got to be having the American candies, right?
Yeah.
You got your Reese's shaped like pumpkins.
You got your Hershey's.
Got your Hershey's. You got your chocolate and Rice Krispie eyeballs.
You got your Kit Kats coming through.
Right. Halloween is what gave us the fun size Snickers. You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's when we all realized, hey, maybe, just maybe, I don't need a whole Snickers.
Mm.
Snickers is a meal. We have to acknowledge a Snickers.
Yeah, a Snickers will. You know how when your parents don't want to let you have anything because they don't want to ruin your appetite?
Mm-hmm.
Snickers is the thing that hits. Snickers knows itself so well that they've just started making the commercials about filling your belly up.
Yes.
Like, the commercials aren't even about it being a delicious chocolate bar. Now it's like, hey, you're not you when you're hungry.
So eat this candy bar.
Eat this candied meal of a Snickers. The fact that they recognized it, the fact that they were like, look, I can't get through one of these in one sitting. Okay?
This is food. This isn't candy. This is food.
Honestly.
Snickers is food.
If we went ahead right now, and just took all the pieces of Snickers out the Snickers, it'd be enough to fill a plate. You'd be like, thank you for making me that plate.
Like somebody can make you a plate of Snickers?
They can make you a TV dinner of Snickers. It could just be, here's the nougat, here's the peanuts, here's the caramel.
And here's a big old tray of chocolate.
Yeah.
There you go. Enjoy your TV. But yeah, so candy corn. Because some stuff is very holiday specific, like the Robin Egg, which is a candy covered chocolate malted milk ball.
Uh-huh.
And I love, also known as the Whopper. And I love those. I love a Whopper in candy form. I love a Whopper in sandwich form. I love Whoppers, right?
Okay.
The candy corn has been out here disappointing people for a long time, right? Okay. Because mm-hmm. sometimes, because what I used to do as a kid is I used to bite the three colors individually, right? Because mm-hmm. I was like, let me get the white first. Because as a child, I thought there were different flavors because usually we see different colors of different flavors. But that's not what happened. But I think I'm going to have to say that the worst candy of all time is the Peep. Because our best candies, right? Halloween, Christmas, Easter. So Jesus is out here 2 out of 3, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know what demon came out mm-hmm. with the Peep. And now the Peep is not just living a Easter lifestyle. Mm-hmm. They've got Halloween Peeps now. Mm-hmm. They got Christmas Peeps now.
Yeah.
The Peep is not stand. What does a baby chick have to do with Halloween? It don't. We barely understand. The only reason it's involved in Easter is because of the egg. A lot of us are confused about the egg and the rabbit having to do with the resurrection of Christ. Anyway, that's not the point, all right? Mm-hmm. You know, paganism, it does what it does. But the Peep coming in, first of all, you're supposed to be giving us marshmallow, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the wrong consistency. Also, that powder that makes the Peep the color that it is. What is that? Is it powdered sugar?
Yeah, I don't think it's powdered sugar because it sticks on too closely. So I'm going to do something for the listener right now just to help you decide, okay? I'm going to read you the ingredients of candy corn and the ingredients of Peeps, okay? Because first of all, when you Google what is candy corn made of, your first result in images says sugar, food.
Shut up.
And butter. I'm not kidding.
Shut up. Look at this. Shut up.
It says food.
No.
It says sugar.
I'm going to put this on my own internet. Because I hate the Peep, you talk about the candy corn, I'm going to talk about the Peep. The Peep, right? First of all, what are they made of? Peeps only require 3 ingredients. Sugar, corn syrup, and gelatin. But the chick's eyes of the Peeps are made of food grade carnauba wax. Carnauba wax is also in candy corn. So you know people who are vegan or who are kosher or halal have to be careful with things with gelatin in them.
No, I didn't know this.
Because gelatin is derived from animal bones.
Okay.
And a lot of those bones that they use are pork bones.
Okay.
So technically, since they use pork-derived gelatin in Peeps to make the marshmallows, not only are they not kosher, and they're not halal, but Peeps have pork in them.
They just got nastier. Wow. Coming to you this summer to a disgusting trash dump near you.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying with Peeps. This is where Peeps did me dirty, all right? Because I'll hit you with, because there are people out there that like Peeps, and I understand sometimes you can be wrong, right?
Yeah.
I want to offer up to people a few anecdotes, just things from my life that I had when it came to Peeps. So Peeps were introduced to me by my grandmother. My grandmother and I would eat Peeps every once in a while, every like other Easter, you know?
Fluffy pork. Got it.
And I thought that I liked Peeps because it turns out I just like spending time with my grandma. You know what I mean? Aww. It turns out that my grandma was just, you know, dope. And so I liked hanging out with her.
Is this the grandma that taught you about bicycles?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to grandma.
So this is like, we've been chilling, eating Peeps and stuff like that. And it wasn't until a day where I was by myself. I saw some Peeps in a CVS. I grabbed them and I bit into one. And without my grandmother's conversation there to distract me, a hate entered my heart.
True.
That it took
2 weeks of church to get rid of.
You know what? I got some hate in my heart right now that's going to probably take a year of church to get rid of.
Because
it took a while for it to get there.
Is it about cursing? A year?
Oh, I'm like, you know, people talk about like cursing.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they like you should always say positive things.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't want to, like, you know how I say back home, like you don't want to speak bad on nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, there is somebody right now that I am always stopping myself. As soon as I get ready to say something, I just go and bless his house, Jesus.
Mm.
Because there's some people where you have to pray for them, because if you don't, you will conjure the devil himself.
That's what I almost did with the peeps.
Exactly. So I know what you're talking about. You got to say good things.
Yeah.
Because certain people will make you go, listen, Lucifer, I don't fucks with you, but if I could use you to fucks with him, oh, nigga, flame on. Right? So that's why you have to speak kindness into existence when it comes to certain people. Because some people will test your religion.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I remember the first time I had a peep. Because like I'm already not a huge marshmallow fan. Because I really don't understand it, right?
Well, that's what's crazy. I love marshmallows and couldn't stand peeps.
I mean, I get it. I love tomato soup and don't like ketchup. I completely understand what you're saying, mm-hmm. right? But I remember, like, first of all, when you see a peep, I never liked the way that peeps look because they look like mushed chickens.
They also look like they're watching.
They look like they melted. Like, I don't understand. Yeah. Like, I always, like, when I first saw peeps as a kid, I was like, oh, no, they melted. Because I was like, this can't be what the final design was.
Mm.
This can't be what comes out the factory. And we're like, yep, we did it right. Because they also have, like, the rabbit-shaped peeps.
You know, the rabber.
The rapper, you know, proper the rapper. The rabbit-shaped peeps also look like they melted, but they make more sense as a thing.
Yeah.
So the first time, like the design I wasn't on top of, and then sometimes, I guess when I was a kid, maybe the eyes were a little wonky. So, yeah, they're like sitting wrong or they like double up. I mean, mm-hmm. I guess this is a Walgreens peep or a drugstore peep or whatever.
Ooh, okay, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but you just reminded me of something that mm-hmm. I think is going to actually help your point, which I never do.
Truly, because you're usually wrong.
Family Dollar.
Oh, man, Family Dollar makes you think candy looks completely different.
When you talk about dollar store knockoff peeps, because peeps already bad. So then you get the knockoff peep.
Oh.
The knockoff peep has three eyes. Okay. It's coming at you with one of these.
The beak's in the wrong place.
The peep got one eye sliding off the cheek, one eye where it needs to be, and one eye in here. Because at the factory, they were like just throwing eyes at them on the conveyor belt.
Just hair.
They're not putting them on. They're just like, have some, right?
Holy water. And then
they work hard.
Yes. The Family Dollar, Dollar General candy was always like, I hope I make it, right?
Yeah.
But their candy and their candy corn, not to say the candy corn is soft. Candy mm-hmm. corn's already hard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I kind of think I thought we were doing with this app? I thought we were on a competition to say which one was worser, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like us ganging up on them collectively. And
it's
going
to be hard to decide which one's actually worse.
Oh, we're just trying to decide which one's worse. I got to say the peeps are the worst. One, the your hands get so sticky. Everything's so sticky.
It's so sticky. It's the glitter of texture.
Yes, it's the glit. Yeah. Perfect. It's everywhere. You're like just sitting there and you're like, "What? How did the back of my leg, like what, like where did this go?" So everything's sticky. The powder is different colors, but it's not different flavors. So you're like, you don't understand how that works. And then they're hard to get out of the package. They're hard to keep in the package. The package opens in a wrong way. So you either have to eat all of them or none of them. Like you can't store them for later. You can't put them in a Ziploc bag. You can't do anything. No one wants to share them with you. You can only give them to children because only a child would go, "I'll eat this." You can't chew them, but you should. And then you're trying to swallow, but it's too much. The bites you take are always too big of them. It's so much in your mouth. I think they swell up when you chew. Like, it's a nightmare. You can't, and it's like some marshmallow, like some things you can put in like hot cocoa. Like, you can't drop a peep in hot chocolate or some shit like that.
Ooh, you can if you're trying to poison somebody.
If you really want someone to just walk away from you, if you want to just end a marriage, put about 2 peeps in a mug of hot cocoa. And then just set the papers on the table.
I will say.
They will sign them.
There are two distinct examples. One for peeps and one for candy corn.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this little girl when I was little. This girl scared the hell out of me. This girl was very scary. All right. Ooh. First of all, what she would do, she would always have peeps around peep season. Okay? Mm. But she would bite the head off and spit it out. Right? Just to, I guess, intimidate people. I have no idea. But then the real intimidating thing she would do is she would put the rest of the peep in her mouth. So not even take bites after that. Put the whole thing and just, like, let it dissolve. And I was so, like, "Oh, you are a criminal."
Oh.
And then let it sit. And I was like, "You destined for evil things, all right?"
Where is she now? Have you seen her on Facebook? Is she okay?
I have no idea. Because this wasn't like a kid that I knew. I just knew them from being around from the summer.
That's a crazy little girl. And there's, those just weird summer kids. But It is also like, you need marshmallow to do a specific thing. Mm-hmm. I have not figured out what that is. Because I don't think I understand marshmallow as a concept, as a label, as a movement.
Mini marshmallow in hot cocoa is good.
Mini marshmallow in hot cocoa is good. There are certain marshmallows that make sense. But, like, you remember having to play, like, Chubby Bunny in college?
Yeah, but those marshmallows are tougher.
I do. I think I found out that you can't do that anymore because some kid choked to death playing.
Yeah, some kid definitely. That was choked bound to happen. It was a bad game.
Moderation is what we're trying to teach you here. Moderation. And what you should moderate is your intake. Fucking peeps, because they are.
Yeah, I mean, moderate it to zero, you know.
There, it's just
abstain
really,
from the peeps.
Keep it if you can. Now, this is the thing. Now, when it comes to candy corn, okay. So you know, there's the candy corn. First of all, somebody was like, "I did not know that candy corn is supposed to be a replica of a dried corn kernel." Did you know that?
I did not know that, and I have another thing for you after this, because there's another distinct mystery around candy corn.
So they're called a mellow cream, and it's a name of a type of candy made from corn syrup and sugar. They're covered in edible wax, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, why are we eating wax? Because you know those milk bottle candies. I only had them a few times as a kid growing up. I didn't see them. Like, milk bottles were one of those candies you had to get from, like, a candy store. Like, that's not something where you're rolling up into a Quick Trip and really seeing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I don't understand the concept of, like, an edible wax. I mean, I've chewed beeswax before. It was fine. But eventually, I was like, okay, I don't need this. I know people hate candy corn, but you also... Do you remember the little pumpkins that also would come?
Oh, the pumpkin-style candy corn?
Yeah, the little pumpkin shapes.
They're, like, made out of the same thing as candy corn. They have the same consistency.
I really like those.
Really?
It's so strange.
Whoa. This is wild. Because you're essentially saying you like candy corn in a different shape.
I must. Because
I'm pretty sure it's all the same stuff from candy corn.
I believe it. Because they sell it, like, in the same... They call it... You can have, like, a Zachary Mellow Cream Autumn Mix.
Uh-huh.
They'll do the candy corn with the chocolate, the brown end to it.
Okay.
And I think it's supposed to be chocolate, but that's utterly disgusting. And so it's the little is the little pumpkin guys. And I actually really like those, and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure they're made out of the exact same stuff as candy corn.
I'll pose this question to you and to the listener. Positive. Okay? Because this has plagued me for a while. Because when I look at candy corn, you see the yellow, you see the red, and you see the white, right?
Yeah.
At the very base of the candy corn, what color is it? Underneath all that color, is it a white piece of candy that gets painted yellow and red? Is it a yellow piece of candy that gets topped with red and white? Or is it a red piece of candy that gets some white and some yellow on either end?
About to hit you with some knowledge, baby. You remember that show, that show Unwrapped on Food Network, where we learned how all the candy was made?
No, I don't remember that show.
So basically what you do is, it was on forever, was the nigga from Double Dare was the host of it. So what they do, how they make candy corn is, they have trays filled with cornstarch. And then they have molds that come down. So like here's a tray of cornstarch. And then there's a mold that's a triangular shaped mold that comes down. And so there's like 100 of them on there to fill up this tray. And it punches down and then creates your candy corn shape, right?
Okay.
And they pull that out. And then they come through, and then it's liquid sugar that they then shoot down into the mold. So then they do the white first, because that's the tip.
Okay.
And then they do the orange, and then they do the yellow. And that's how they make candy corn. And then once all of those are, once they're dry, they probably shake it out of the cornstarch, and then they roll it through that edible wax, and then boom, now you got a candy corn.
Okay, so then when you're trying to, you know, make peeps, first you pray to the devil. And then you ask the devil to please, you know, come down and give you some of his worst confections.
I mean, it does make, because I've seen how they make peeps. So yeah, they do put the candy corn in this big, that's exactly what I thought. They put it in this big tumbler machine. It almost like the thing that they use to like polish rocks. And then they just take the edible wax and then just let it just get tossed like that. So yeah. With peeps, you can tell it's obviously a machine that extrudes it down.
Yeah, yeah. You could,
because
you could,
of how you, it could almost, sucked
when
together.
You see a peep, you almost hear the like, you know what I mean? Like you almost hear that noise just when you look at them. I will say though, for candy corn, I don't understand how you mess up sugar. Because for as much of sugar as candy corn is made of,
right?
How'd it get like this? Why is it being like this?
Do you think it's the wax? Do you think it's the, does the coloring have a, because
I mean, it's got to be the wax.
Or
it's 100% got to be the wax.
Well, do you remember like as a kid having like red, like a birthday cake with like red frosting on it?
Yeah.
And just the awful way that red frosting tasted?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I thought it was just me. Thank God.
No, you're not wrong. Like red frosting sometimes tastes, blue is not good.
Yeah, sometimes blue is not good. Is it the flavoring? Is it the coloring of the sugar that makes candy corn awful?
Maybe. Maybe they took the nastiest orange they could find. Maybe they took the back of the orange peel and rubbed that on there, made that the orange. And then the yellow is just, you know.
Because I'm trying to understand. Oh, also
sunlight.
But the fact that like these holiday candies are now trying to get into other holidays.
Yeah, they're trying to infiltrate.
So like
you
now
can say it for what it is. Call
infiltrate,
Homeland Security.
Infiltrate. It's infiltrating. So now there's like Christmas candy corn and there's Halloween peeps.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, okay, so y'all wasn't making the money that you used to make during your designated, because candy corn is a fall situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's giving you a lot of October, November. And then we're done. And then it's all Christmas candy from there. And then it's Valentine's. And then it's Easter. And then it's whatever the fuck we're making over the summer. Because I think after like St. Pat, like there's not really like St. Patrick's Day candy, really. Because like the big time for candy is Valentine's Day. But like I've seen Valentine's Day candy corn. So the question is, what is candy corn doing to sugar? Because if it's just molten sugar, because it's like if you make sugar hot enough, it'll turn clear.
Mm-hmm.
Like glass, like, you know, like a hard candy. If you melt sugar enough, you know, I always thought it was interesting that you couldn't melt salt the way you can melt sugar.
Okay.
Like if you put sugar in a pan.
Yeah.
Sugar will melt.
It'll melt. That's how they make fake glass, I thought.
Yeah. We've seen sugar become so many beautiful things. It can look like glass. It'll become wonderful hard candies.
Mm-hmm.
So when I looked at the video and it was showing the consistency of the white, if you look at the consistency of candy corn, they put in so much sugar that it's, or they don't heat it up for long enough to get it to that clear, super hot phase.
Mm.
You melt it just enough so you can put it into a shape. That's probably why when you bite into candy corn, you get the consistency. It gets crumbly.
Yeah, yeah. I think that one piece of candy corn is maybe just fine. One bite into a Peep is maybe just fine. What ends up happening, though, the reason that we have such an aversion to them is because sugar is so addictive that sugar tells you, sugar fills your head with lies and it fills your mouth with treason, okay?
Mm.
Because the sugar tells you, have another one, take another bite. And before you know it, you're actually indulging in these nasty candies.
I can say I want to hold up on people saying,
I see what you did there.
I really didn't do it on purpose, too. I made it my one to say, I wanted to ease up, wanted to hold back, wanted to take a moment, take a knee.
Mm-hmm.
This whole sugar being more addictive than cocaine thing that they keep telling us.
Mm.
There are a lot of things that people have done for cocaine.
Yeah.
I don't think they've done any of those things for sugar.
Here's the thing. This is what ends up happening.
Okay.
I think that when they say that, they're saying it wrong, because I understand what the people who say that mean. They mean that firing off the receptors in your brain and all the stuff like that.
Right.
But the intensity level does not hit the same. And because the intensity level doesn't hit the same, it doesn't seem like people go as crazy for cocaine. Because unless you have a lot of money, you can't do cocaine the way you can do sugar, if that makes sense.
So, also, I guess there's more pathways to sugar.
Yeah.
Because cocaine is just cocaine.
Yeah.
There's sugar in fucking everything.
There's sugar in things that don't need sugar in them. You know, there's sugar in your bread, right? That doesn't need to be there.
No, doesn't. Like, that's why when you buy real, like, that's why whenever someone goes to, and it's going to sound cliche, but when you go to Europe and you have their bread and you're like, oh, I, like, when I was in, when we were in London, I was eating fucking bread because it wasn't like our bread.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't sugar toast.
Right.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we talk about, this is not applicable at all, but just 2 seconds.
Okay.
The friend zone.
Yeah, what about it?
These men bitching about the friend zone, you hoe ass fuckers.
But wait, but I don't understand.
It's like the term friend zone was created by men who are attracted to their friend. And never told them. And so now you're mad at your friend for not seeing you as a paramour when you didn't open your fucking mouth. So he's like, I'm in the friend zone. Did you tell that girl that you liked her? I'm in the friend zone. Did you tell that guy that you liked him? Because if you say nothing, because they could easily like you back, but they see you as a friend and don't want to do anything to the friendship or whatever. But now it's like, it's seen as like, oh, this place, like the term friend zone for me always feels like you're being punished for being a nice guy is how I hear people use it. Where it's like, I'm a nice guy and I'm friends with her, but so she doesn't see me as a guy she could date because we're friends. And it's like, but did you say anything? Did you only become friends with her because you wanted to date her and you're so much of a bitch that you didn't fucking say anything? Because I know guys that have said this and like, did you tell? Why did you become friends with that girl? Well, I liked her, so I thought we should become friends first. Then why are you mad for being in the friend zone if your cunning fucking plan was to be her friend first?
I see. I have not used it in that way. And the way that
I... Because you're a decent human being.
But the way that I guess I've seen it, or the way that I thought it was applicable, is when a person, and this actually is like a genderless thing, it's when a person knows you like them and they like side pocket you. And that thing is like, is something that I've seen a lot of people go through. Like men and women, like in all types of relationships, like, you know, gay and straight, I've seen people know someone like them and almost like save them for later. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
How do you know that that person is doing that?
I think that there's definitely a mix of, to me at least, there's definitely a mix of signals a person can give someone who they know's like them.
Because I know that like people have liked me. And I just made it clear whether I was interested or not. Mm-hmm. And then just let it go. And that's just what it was.
Yes, but that's why you're also a decent person. So then I think that you wouldn't resort to some of the things where there are people who know that they can like either get something out of this person or get something that they want without having to give something. Because you wouldn't do that thing. But the way that I've seen and felt like the friend zone should be described, because I agree with you about your thing. Anyone who wants to be friends to get in and then is mad that it doesn't turn to something else, well, that's not what you tried to make. So, like, how are you going to be mad? Also, anyone who doesn't say anything can't be upset. I'm fully with you. The only thing that I've seen that I don't like when I see it is when it's actually not about being their friend and it's about
taking advantage of the fact that this person has feelings for you.
Yeah, yeah.
That person's also trash. Yes.
Yeah, that's the only friend zoning that I've seen. I've seen both. Oh, that's not nice.
I've seen both where I know this guy likes me and he likes to take me out and stuff, but I'm never going to date him. I'm like, don't let him take you out. That's mean.
Right? Yeah, it's like, and it feels passive. I'm sure it feels passive for the person doing it because they're like, oh, I enjoy his company or whatever. So it's not like I'm completely leading him on. It's like, yeah, but you kind of are.
No, you totally are leading him on. Right.
Or someone who, because I've also watched, to your point about two people, like you've seen both. Like, I've also watched people do the dance where I'm like, y'all should just go ahead and be together because it'll be somebody that don't really want to be with that person as a friend. They want to date them. Then it's someone who knows that they want to date them, but they want some favors first. And it's like, y'all are peas in a pod. Like y'all should be together.
Cause y'all are both awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all are like, this is
I only became friends with her because I wanted to date her. Well, I'm only friends with him cause I know he wants to date me. And it's like,
hey,
then you both just date.
Yeah, y'all need to be together because clearly you'd be ruining anybody else's lives you get involved with.
These are the peeps and candy corns of humans.
Yeah. You ever bite into a peep and there's a piece of candy corn in it and you need to send the world to hell?
Oh, God. What's that phrase? If we can't lower heaven, we'll raise hell. I did not know this. That's the first part of that sentence. Like, if we can't lower heaven, we'll raise hell. I was like, I like this. It also seems a lot easier to raise hell than it is to lower heaven.
100%.
Hell seems much easier to get to.
Oh, it is very accessible. Heaven is hard.
Hell is so easy to get to.
People who friend zone you aren't really your friends. They're users. Yes. And so people are responding to having been used and right. call it the friend zone because maybe the friend said, you're my friend or whatever, but they're not really being a friend. Ooh. And that's why I think that people get so upset about it.
It's a candy corn move. You're out here selling lies and deceit, trying to be like, listen, I'm delicious. And all of a sudden, now you're red, wax. Green, and you're wax. You fucking fake. You're wax. You're wax. You were supposed to be sweet holiday deliciousness. And you are wax. Ah, that is perfect. That is perfect. Has anyone tried to make s'mores out of peeps yet?
Don't give people ideas like
that. No. You know white people and you know the internet. The thing is with peeps, you can do with peeps whatever you can do with a marshmallow, right? Ooh, should I get my nails done like candy corn? Would that be wild?
I mean, it would be wild because you don't love candy corn.
That's a great point.
But it wouldn't be wild as in I've seen your nails with multiple colors on them.
That's true.
I will step up real quick in defense of candy corn being the worst to let you know that 5 hours ago, it was reported in Massachusetts that there is a candy corn recall over allergy risks. So,
what
candy
allergies?
Corn out here being the worst.
What allergies?
Let's see. One second. Oh, there's some candy corn that may have some undeclared egg in it.
But the ingredients on what is in candy corn already said egg white.
Some undeclared eggs? Who knows? Maybe these are Cornish hen eggs.
Let me tell you something. I'm starting to believe people ain't as strong as they used to be, bro.
No, we're definitely not. We haven't been eating real food for like 3 decades now.
Because I remember when I was a kid, there was one kid in your whole elementary school that had a peanut allergy.
Mm-hmm.
And now
it was allergic to, what was that other thing? Or was allergic to like cheese. Like past lactose intolerant. Like was actually like allergic to
like a like dairy milk. Allergy. Like a lot of the kids I grew up with didn't have food allergies or your parents are just like, just eat it.
Yeah, when you don't have means, you almost can't afford to have the allergy. You almost build up an immunity immediately because it's all you can eat.
Well, I'm still talking about, like, this is still, like, in the suburbs. Like, middle-class parents were like, listen, you're not going to look me in my face and tell me you can't. Like, if a peanut butter sandwich will swell your face up, fine, you don't have to eat this peanut butter. Like, a shellfish allergy. Like, I think there were certain allergies where we're like, if you don't swell up, we don't believe you.
Did you see the thing where they're telling pregnant women now to eat peanut butter at some point during pregnancy to help fight their kid having a peanut allergy?
Well, because some women stopped eating it because they were worried that the kid might have it. And now they're just like, yeah, eat the peanut butter, drink a glass of wine. We've been doing this shit for a million fucking years. These kids can't be as soft as they are.
Can I throw this out to you then?
Okay.
I think that candy corn might be the worst because it's the least versatile. Like, clearly, there's Peeps s'mores. There's Peeps dip. There's things that Peeps are doing in a different form and on a different platform.
Oh, yeah, they've got Peeps. So I put in Peeps recipes. We got Peep fruit kebabs. We've got Peep pancakes.
There's probably Peep juice out there.
Ugh. There's Peep Easter brownies. You make some brownies, throw some Peeps on top. Yeah, Easter Peep s'more dip. You put some chocolate in a pan, then you put in some marshmallows, you put some Peeps on top. Put in a skillet, put in an oven, boom. They're talking about using Peeps to make Rice Krispie treats.
Clearly people love Peeps since they're doing all this extra stuff with Peeps that they were not doing with candy corn. So what we want to do now is kick it over to y'all. All right? What are y'all thinking? What are y'all feeling about this candy corn Peep situation? Which one is worse? Please let us know. Which one do you hate the most? All right? If you like one of them, clearly... maybe you hate the other. I don't know. Like, clear that your decision's easier to make. Let us know what y'all think. All right.
Let us know what you think. This is the first time we've kind of done a race to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that because we both agreed in a certain way. Because, like, listen, I think we've decided that candy corn is the worst.
I think we couldn't help but come to that conclusion.
Right. Because we didn't. Because also there were so many things that were bad about both of them.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't really have the kind of, you know, back and forth we usually have.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's no love involved, right?
Yeah, and yeah. So when you hate both, it's tougher.
Yeah.
But this one, it's like, you didn't pick one that I could campaign for. Like, if you had hit me with a Hershey's Kiss being worse than candy corn, I would have fought you to the death.
Oh, true.
All right. But because it was Peeps, you know.
Right.
I think candy corn edges it out. But I think
it was bad versus
Peeps is a shame.
It was bad versus bad.
Yeah.
So it was a race to the bottom. Which one is worser?
Mm-hmm.
As I said at the beginning.
And so we want to hear from you. Let us know in the comments of the clips under the video that's posted. Let us know which one disgusts you more.
Mm.
All right. Let us know which one you can't support. Even under pain or penalty of prison. Which True. One you would not put in your mouth?
If somebody was like, listen, it's your freedom or your mouth. Okay. I would eat a candy corn Peeps sandwich to stay out of jail. But at the end of the day, it'd be like, ugh, how long in jail? If you said 2 days, I'd do 2 days. To not eat a Peep? 2 days, fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, no problem.
Yeah.
If you're like 2 weeks,
Yeah. I mean, it's your freedom or your mouth is quite the conundrum. that is, wow. It's your freedom or your mouth takes us to a place that's truly insane.
Listen, you've never dated men, have you? Sometimes you gotta get home safe, Josh.
What you think? And hit us up on the old socials. You can find me and Josh Johnson Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. You can find Dulce Sloan.
At Dulce Sloan, DulceSloan. It's Dulce, not Dolce, because, you know, my mama went to college. And that's on everything, okay? Because it's just one me, baby.
And enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend. We appreciate you. And thank you for letting us use our platform to really be out here letting you know which candies are the worst. Okay? Thank you. And have a great night.
And yes, I said worser. Ha!
This has been Hold Up. We've covered conscious rap versus club bangers, bar soap versus body wash, diners versus waffle houses, all sorts of things. What else should we be talking about? We want to know from you. Let us know, drop us a comment, or hit Hold Up on social at The Daily Show.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.